Are you ready to learn some real life English with comprehensible input? Well, good, because today I am going to take you guys with me on a normal, average day in the life of an American family man. Let's go.
All right, guys. As you saw in the introduction, this is going to be a normal day in the life of your English-speaking friend, Kyle. A father, a husband, a YouTuber. This is going to be a completely average day in my life, and I'm not going to go look for cool things to record. I'm going to record the normal things that I do when I'm not thinking about making content. This is real life, guys. The idea of this video is the everyday life of a family man here in the United States, and a family man is a man who takes care of his family. So, let me just say, in my opinion, whether you're a man or a woman, if you dedicate a big part of your life to taking care of your family, your children, your husband, and your wife, you are a hero, and you are what makes this a good world. Because nothing is more important than family. So, to be honest, guys, I am not the average American family man. The average American family man does not make YouTube videos. He does not cook crazy dishes from around the world. But I'm going to show you a day in the life of this American family man. So this is how it starts, guys. I woke up. I didn't even brush my hair yet. My hair always looks crazy when I wake up. Now, one thing that I would say maybe is common with the American family man, caffeine. I always start my day with some coffee. I like my coffee cold most of the time. So my lovely wife made me some coffee last night, put it in the refrigerator, and now I have my coffee. So guys, if this was a day where I was working my job, I would not be home right now. I would have left while it was still dark outside. Now that part may be common to a lot of American men, but since I'm not working today and it's a school day, and when we say a school day, guys, we mean it's Monday through Friday and children are going to school, my day usually starts off with having some coffee and then getting Connor, my son, ready for school. So in a few minutes, I'll wake him up, tell him to get in the shower and get ready for his day, and I'll make him a little bit of breakfast. So let's get going in this real life, normal day. Okay guys, Connor is in the shower. Now it's time for me to make him a little bit of breakfast. I used to make him eggs all the time, and I love when my child eats eggs because they're one of the most nutritious foods, but he's gotten tired of that and he begs me to make him something different every now and then. So when we're taking a break from eggs, I'll make him a quesadilla. Everybody in South America knows what a quesadilla is, but just in case that's not something that people usually eat where you are from, a quesadilla is basically a tortilla with cheese in it. So I'll put his tortilla in a little pan, put some cheese on it. That is basically a quesadilla. So every day doesn't have to be a fancy breakfast. You know, we have to leave for school here soon. I have to take Connor to school. And this is just a quick, easy way to make sure he has protein from the cheese and won't be hungry while he's in class. And I try and make sure that my family eats good food. Not every meal is going to be, you know, something incredible. But you know, he's getting protein, he's a growing boy, he needs these calories, and the most important part, he actually likes it. So maybe this is not the best breakfast I could make for him, but it's quick, it's easy, and it's a million times better than sugary cereal that most children here in the United States are probably eating right now. So it's a compromise, and then maybe tomorrow I'll make him eggs. So basically, the quesadilla, just a tortilla with cheese in it. It gets crunchy on the outside. The cheese melts. It tastes really good. Our Mexican friends will tell you that quesadillas are delicious. All right, guys, see you in a bit. It's a cold morning here in Indiana. So I'm doing something that we often have to do on days like this. Start your car so it can warm up before you drive in it. So I will start my car, turn on the heat, and then in about 10 minutes, when Connor and I go to school, the car will be nice and warm so we don't have to freeze while we're driving. All right, buddy, you ready for school?
Yeah.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't like school.
Why don't you like school? Because why?
It's a bit boring.
It's a bit boring, but you're doing very good at it.
Yeah.
Tell me one good thing about school.
There's recess.
Recess. Okay. And while I'm driving, explain to the people what recess is.
It's basically just a time at school where basically it's just a time in elementary school, which isn't in like middle school or anything, sadly. But yeah, it's like a time that you can just run around outside and or inside and or indoors if it doesn't have good weather.
So when it's cold, too cold outside or raining, you guys do recess inside?
Yeah.
Yeah, so recess is a time when the kids get to take a break from their classes, and apparently that's Connor's favorite part of school. Alright guys, now I'm about to drop Connor off. Now, to drop something or someone off is a great piece of vocabulary, and what it means is you take them somewhere, and they leave, but you don't. So it's just, you're driving someone somewhere, or you're delivering something. You can drop off food to somebody, or if you're a parent like me, you can drop off your kiddo at school. Connor's writing me a note so I remember to plug in his video game so it'll be charged when he gets off of school. I'll remember, buddy.
I'm gonna keep this.
You need a pencil?
Yeah.
Okay.
My classroom's kinda running out of pencils.
Alright. Do your very best today, buddy. Be kind, alright? I love you. Proud of you.
Thanks.
Alright, little man. Keep getting those good grades, alright? Be here for you after school.
Okay.
Bye, buddy. I always try and give him little motivational speeches when I drop him off just to keep his mind in a positive place while he's at school because, listen, I understand that for a kid, most kids, school can be very boring, but it's something he has to do, so I try and teach him to do his best and do it with a positive mindset. All right, guys, now that I have taken care of my responsibilities as a father for the morning, I have a little bit of Kyle time, okay? This is the time I use to work on my goals, to make videos, to do the things that I need to do to improve my life and my family's life. So, what I'm working on today, we're going running. Guys, I've been so focused on this channel and, you know, improving things in that part of my life that I haven't put as much attention into my physical health lately. And I'm sad about that. I don't like that. I've gained a little bit of weight. I don't like the way I look. And I've got a baby coming. I have a 10-year-old son and I have a beautiful wife. So I need to take care of my body and my health for me, but also for them, so that my children can have a healthy father as a role model, as an example, and because my wife is beautiful, so she needs a husband that looks okay at least. So guys, I'm gonna go run at least 1 mile and probably walk another one, but I might run 2 miles today if I feel good because I just started running again. I ran 1 mile 2 days ago. I ran 1 mile yesterday. So I'm going to run at least 1 mile today. But if I'm feeling good, I might try and push it to 2. So we're here at one of my favorite running trails. Let's go do some work. All right, guys. I ran a little bit over a mile and then walked the rest of the way for 2 miles. So got some good cardio exercise. Now I'm going to go to the gym and lift a little bit of weights. Not going to record that because I do not like when people film in the gym. I think it's rude to all the other people who are just trying to work out. So right now I'm going to the gym. Then I will go home and show you guys the first meal of my day. Because many of you know I don't eat breakfast. I eat 2 times every day. So let me go get a good workout. And then I'll show you how I'm going to refuel my body. See you guys in a few. All right, guys. I had a really good workout at the gym. I'm feeling good. Time to get some protein, vitamins, nutrition in my body. So what am I going to eat for my first meal today? Leftovers. Leftovers is a great piece of vocabulary. What does leftovers mean? Well, leftovers means that you cooked something yesterday or the day before, and there was enough of it left that you can eat again later. So
I've got some really good leftovers from last night, and I think they're gonna be even better than they were yesterday because this dish has a bunch of spices and it gets into the meat and tastes delicious. Last night I made some chicken masala. I'm gonna heat this up. I'll show you guys what it looks like when I eat it. My first time making this dish, absolutely awesome. So shout out to our Indian friends. Love your guys' food. All right guys, I've got my chicken masala here. That is what it looks like. I've got some Greek yogurt here, some rice underneath. This is packed full of protein. Ooh, can't wait to eat this, guys. Absolutely delicious. All right, I'm gonna eat this and then we have some work to do. See you guys in a bit. All right guys, so what I have to do, work on my car, I have to change the brake pads, okay? Now on a car, and this is gonna be a ton of great vocabulary for you guys, on any vehicle, the thing that makes the car stop is called the brakes, okay? And this is the brake pads, okay? When you push the brake pedal in your car, these two things come together to stop your tires from moving, all right? Now we're gonna learn vocabulary about a bunch of tools, bunch of important tools that you probably will not see in any other English video. So right here behind the wheel is where the brake caliper is. I'll show you what the brake caliper is when we get in there. But in order to change the brake pads, I have to take the tire off, okay? And if you want to take the tire off, you have to lift up the vehicle. But, and this is a mistake I made before when I was younger too, if you're changing a tire or taking a tire off, you always want to loosen these before you lift up or jack up the car. So, first thing we need to do is take this lug wrench. This is called a lug wrench because these are called lug nuts. So we take the lug wrench and we're gonna loosen up all of these lug nuts. You loosen them by turning the lug wrench. And guys, because dirt and things get in there, sometimes they're really hard to turn. Ooh, like that, super hard. And you can see because it's hard how much the car is rocking. That's why you do it before you lift up the car, because it could make it fall off of the jack. All right. Now that we've got them all loose enough to where we can turn them with our fingers, we will jack up the car. Now, jacking up a car just means that you lift the car up. And in order to lift or jack the car up, you use a jack. And so this is a car jack. You put it under the vehicle. You make sure you find the right spot. There's a little arrow here that shows me where to go. And then you use this little bar to jack up the car. And you're gonna keep on lifting until the tire is up off the ground. All right, now that we've got the car jacked up enough to where the tire can move a little bit, I know I'll be able to get it off. But first, for safety, because I'm not on the highway on the side of the road, I'm at my house and I have the tools. So for safety, we're going to use this tool, which is called a jack stand. And what this does, guys, you could see these jacks that they give you when you buy a car, they're cheap, they're not very strong. And believe me, many times I've had my car roll while I was trying to work on it. And then if it rolls and the jack stand falls, the car will go like this, boom. Now I obviously do not want that happening while my hands are in here because maybe I'll lose a finger and be looking like this. Okay, so what the jack stand does, you bring it over here. All right guys, so now the weight of the car is supported by this much stronger tool. Now I know I'm safe to start working on the tire. So we'll take the bolts off, make sure you don't lose them. Okay, we've got all the bolts off, now we can take off the wheel. All right guys, that there is all you need to know how to do to know how to change a tire. So, if you're ever in a vehicle and you need to change a tire, do just that, then put the new one on and do the opposite. But right now we are working on this.
This right here is called the brake caliper, and like I said, it holds the brake pads, and the brake pads on this are old, and they're making funny noises when I drive. So, let's figure out how to take this brake caliper off. Hold on a second, I'm gonna need a couple more tools. Okay guys, this is called a screwdriver, and it has nothing to do with this job. The only thing I need this screwdriver for is because I don't have long nails. If I had long, strong nails, I'd be able to get this little plastic piece off, but I don't, so I'm gonna use a screwdriver. And that's just these little caps that protect the bolts that we need to take out. So there's two of them on the brake caliper, one and two, and you don't wanna lose these. Now inside there, this is where I just removed a little piece. Inside there, there's a little bolt. Now I don't remember what size it is, but it's not a bolt you can take off with this. You have to use what we call Allen keys. Some people call these Allen keys. Some people call these Allen wrenches. And I don't exactly remember what size it is, so I'll have to try a couple different ones. Let's try this one. No, not that. All right. So I guess it's this one, and this is a 1/4 inch. Now I need to loosen those bolts, and I'll show you what to do next. Give me a second, because I don't want you guys to see me getting mad, because sometimes they're a little hard to get off. So I'll see you once I make that happen. All right, guys, I loosened the top bolt. It was on there super tight, so I had to use some WD-40. And what WD-40 is a lubricant that helps when things are super tightened up, when they're rusted, because you can see how rusty it is, guys. Things rust here a lot because of all the rain and the change of the weather. So things get rusty and they get so tight. A little bit of this really helped. Now let's see if I can get that bottom one off without too much trouble, because I already sprayed it with some WD-40. All right, guys, much better. And once again, that's why I use the jack stand, why I'm using the jack stand, because I have to really turn these bolts, and I do not want this falling on me and crushing my arm and my hand, guys. So, all right, let me get this one out, and then I'll show you how to replace the brake pads. All right, guys, I got the bolts out. Now we need to remove the caliper itself and the old brake pads. All right, now we need another tool, and I'm happy I have this one. This is called a caliper tool. And this little piece right here, guys, this is what opens and closes when you push the brakes on your car, okay? But there's one other thing I just remembered that I'm happy I remembered. I'm thinking about the video and I wasn't thinking about this. We need to do something we call popping the hood. So this is the hood, and when we open it, we call that popping the hood. And then right here, this is the brake fluid. We just have to open that up. And when we open that cap, it relieves pressure and will allow me to compress this brake. So guys, this part, like I was saying, this closes and opens, and that's what stops your tire from spinning. So we need our caliper tool, and what this does is allows us to push that in so that we could put the new brake pads in. Let me see if I can show you guys how it works. You put it in like this and you tighten it, and you can see that this part is slowly pushing back in, and you're just gonna turn the caliper tool until that is all the way in there. And guys, I'm happy I took that cap off, because if I didn't, there would be so much pressure in the brake system that would not move an inch. All right, so we're gonna compress it all the way. All right, it's in there all the way. Now we're ready to put the new brakes in, the new brake pads. The one goes here, the other one goes like this. Fans, there we go. And then it slides back on like this. Okay, now I have to put the bolts back in. All right, guys, caliper back on, new brake pads on. I'm dirty, but doing this saved my family probably a couple of $100. I bought the brake caliper pads and the couple of tools. That probably cost me $50, $60. But if I did this, if I took this to a car shop and asked them to do it, they might charge me $200. So that's, you have to think about what's more important, your time or your money. And at this point right now, guys, it's definitely worth it for me to save $150 to come out here and do this for an hour. So that's part of being a family man. New brake job, done. We just have to put the tire back on. Then I'll wash up and show you guys the next part of my day. Hope you enjoyed learning some good vocabulary about tools. All right, so since I finished my car, that was about an hour and a half ago. What I did after that was I got cleaned up. You can see I have clean hands now. That's one of the bad things about working on cars. That stuff that gets on your hands, it's really hard to get off. You need really good soap to clean yourself up. But after that, I got cleaned up, and then I meditated for about 40 minutes. And if you guys have been watching me for a while, you know that I am a meditation super fan. I think it's incredibly important. And I don't think everybody needs to meditate, but I think everybody that has goals needs to meditate. So if you're somebody who cares enough about your life to write down your goals, to think about what it is you want to achieve with your life, you're the kind of person that needs to be meditating, okay? If you're the kind of person that doesn't worry about that sort of thing, I wouldn't worry about meditating either. But it is super important for the brain that is always thinking, all right? If you're a big thinker and you have trouble stopping to think, meditate. Anyway, now I am picking up Connor. Now this is another great piece of vocabulary. To pick up is the opposite of to drop off, okay? So when I took Connor to school this morning, I dropped him off. I drove here, he got out, and I left. That's called dropping off, all right? But now it is the end of the school day, and I came to the school. Connor's gonna get in. That is called picking him up. I'm coming to get him, I'm picking him up. So when I come to pick Connor up, I come early because there's a line of cars of parents waiting to get their kids. So I come early so I can get a good spot in the line so Connor doesn't have to wait too long after school. And it gives me a little bit of extra time to do a few things that I need to do. And right now, I'm editing a video, okay? Now, maybe you saw this video already, because when you watch my videos, you're almost traveling in time, okay? Right now, I'm editing a video that you will already have seen when you see this video. I know. Mind blown, right? So anyway, I have about 25 to 35 minutes before Connor gets out of school. So while I am waiting, I will use my time well and I will finish editing this video. After Connor comes out, we will go home and it will almost be time for dinner, but I'll show you what we do before that. Tonight's dinner is going to be really good. I'm excited to try it. And I didn't plan this, but today is almost going to be like an Indian food day because I'm cooking another Indian recipe for dinner. So Indian food's great, so I'm happy for that. All right, I'll see you guys after I get Connor. All right, guys, I am making dinner. I am making a delicious looking, because I haven't tried it yet, beef dish called beef vindaloo. That's what it looks like right now. And we're going to have some naan bread with it. And let me tell you guys, I got something really cool for my kitchen. It's a bread maker. And having this bread maker, guys, is making my life so much easier. You guys want to see my new bread maker? I taught the lovely camera wife how to make bread, and now she's been making it for me, so I'm super happy. I've made a lot of bread, but now my wife's doing a really good job, so I don't have to anymore. All right, I'll show you guys what the food looks like when we're done. All right, guys. Beef vindaloo. And we have some delicious naan here. Looks like Connor's already trying it.
It's a bit hot, actually. It's
super hot.
Can I have a piece of naan bread?
Let me try it with some naan. Super good. But beef vindaloo is supposed to be super spicy.
but because of these guys, I didn't make it super spicy. So it just has that Indian flavor. Connor loves his naan.
It's so good. The meat.
Connor approved? All right, guys, I'm gonna end the video here. It's our family dinner. And nothing really fun or exciting is gonna happen for the rest of the day because the rest of the day is just gonna be family time, relaxing, maybe watch a movie or something. But we're gonna enjoy our dinner and then go relax for the rest of our night. So hope you guys enjoyed this video as much as my family is enjoying this food right now.
So good, baby.
And I'll see you guys in the next video.